The Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is rebranding the region's tourism efforts in an attempt to pique the interests of both natives and newcomers.
There's a lot to be forgotten, but a lot to be rediscovered. And so we're really going to emphasize on that as we promote the Central Illinois area moving forward.
That's J.D. D'Alfonso, CEO of the Peoria Area CVB. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Wednesday, July 15th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. SNAP recipients can now use their benefits to order groceries online. As Dana Vollmer reports, a Peoria nonprofit is testing out how well the program serves public housing residents.
The USDA launched its online purchasing pilot program in June. It allows grocery stores to accept EBT cards as a form of payment for online orders. Julie Liatombi, founder of Peoria Grown, says people who receive food assistance have long been excluded from the convenience of ordering groceries for curbside pickup or delivery.
That was not something that they could utilize because, you know, most of these individuals that we serve don't have a credit card.
She says that's on top of challenges with transportation, childcare, and the time crunch of working multiple jobs, all while living in a food desert.
All those communities that for such a long time do not have a grocery store that was close by for them to go to, that issue is gone.
Starting this week, Hy-Vee is offering free delivery to residents of Taft and Harrison Homes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Liatombi says they're hoping to gather data on how well the program works.
We wanted to see if there are some barriers to this, if people are really going to use it, and if they're not, why?
Liatombi says they'll use that information to recommend improvements and get more stores on board. I'm Dina Vollmer.
Here's some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement rescinded a rule requiring international students to take in-person classes to remain in the country legally. That rule was met with fierce scrutiny and legal challenges. The Illinois High School Association put a ban on physical contact and scrimmages this summer. They now face a lawsuit from the same attorney who challenged Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home rules. Tri-County health officials confirmed 39 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday. Two are currently in the ICU. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is placing more emphasis on tourism with its new brand, Discover Peoria. But another part of that is helping natives rediscover places and activities they may have forgotten about. WCBU's Tim Shelley recently talked with CVB CEO J.D. D'Alfonso.
It's been over a year process getting to this conclusion and unveilment for the community in a sense that we can just start out with redesigning our website. And when we did that, we decided to put every option on the table as we look forward to this new era of destination marketing. And that's what we do from a CVB standpoint is market the destination and share the inspirational stories and the experiences we share in our own backyard in hopes that people come visit, which has been proven to be done in the past. Now, Discover Peoria, taking every little detail is taken in consideration as to the name, the colors, the logos, and really rooted in the discovery of our Central Illinois River Valley in 1680. It's 340 years of history. You know, I think there's a lot to be forgotten, but a lot to be rediscovered. And so we're really going to emphasize on that as we promote the Central Illinois area moving forward.
You mentioned rediscovery, and two of the themes that came up several times in the presentation were not only attracting tourists from outside the area to Central Illinois, but also having people who live here, who are local here, rediscover some of these things that we almost kind of take for granted sometimes.
Despite the times we're facing with COVID-19, I believe it plays a great opportunity to rediscover a lot of the great things in our backyard. And that's going to be just because of COVID-19 is not the reason we're doing that. We're going to continue to do that. But I think in the desperate times or the times in which we're looking to get out there and experience things again, whether it's just a Peoria Park District trail or trails in our backyard, I think we're getting immersed in that, or a lot more people are doing that and recognizing a lot of great things that we have. And you know, at the CVB, Discover Peoria is going, you know, wants to be a resource for not just visitors looking to come here, but a resource for our residents. when the residents have an asset in the CVB that can provide them the information, the stories that go along with our communities that play such a large part of our economic opportunity, they'll know where to go and what to do around here. A lot of things we've been hearing the last year is we need a centralized calendar of events so we all know what's kind of going on. And I've been hopefully just patiently saying it's coming. As part of the new website launching September 1st, so we'll have a new integrated, upgraded way to share calendar events across Central Illinois. So all of our arts partners and events and charities can have a common ground to share the great experiences that are coming up. So that's going to play a lot to our residents here and provide them new opportunities again to discover what's great in Central Illinois.
This is all part of kind of the broader thing you announced, Project 350. Looking at that kind of 10-year plan, what's kind of the broader plan down the road here beyond looking a little bit more at discovery and rediscovery of Peoria area?
Even internally, we've been looking at the new purpose and mission of what we operate as a destination marketing organization. And part of that will be a large review of surveys, a review of our destination from our local residents that we're sharing with initiatives like Big Table Initiative. So we're getting feedback and we're investing in resources that provide feedback on our own residents' perception. That will play into a larger strategic planning process with our board in the future. So I'm looking forward to having our board reconvene at a time where it's safe to be in one place and then really calculate the next 10 years as we lead up to that 350-year anniversary for Central Illinois.
JD, as always, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
That was Tim Shelley's conversation with Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO J.D. D'Alfonso on the group's new Discover Peoria brand. For more information, check out our story on WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what is happening in your community, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.